Have you ever cheated on your taxes? How about your spouse? Kept the extra change the cashier gave you? Well, probably so. We have no right to cast stones at Rosie, do we? We're all members, from a lesser to a greater degree, of the Hall of Shame. We've all done things we're ashamed of. The Bible says there is none righteous, not even one. Romans 3, verse 10. The good news is God can forgive cheaters. The psalmist David proclaims in Psalm 30, verses 3 and 4, "If you, Lord, should mark iniquities, O Lord, who could stand? But there is forgiveness with thee." If you need forgiveness, call out to Jesus with a sincere heart. He'll wipe the record clean, and you can start new. You can finish running the race of life as a winner. Think about it.
Good evening. We want to thank everybody for tuning in to WSIP right here. We're going to have a big show lined up here on Bluegrass and the Highlands. And we've got my buddy in here, Tom Cochran. We're going to play music and let Tom kindly catch everybody up on how school's been going since it started up. And like I said, we're going to have a big show. Dave, he had some stuff going on this weekend. So we want to thank you for tuning in. And we're going to get us some music right here lined up. What we got lined up, Lynn?
Rank Stranger by Stanley Brothers.
Rank Stranger by Stanley Brothers.
I can't be here any longer. I can't hang around no more. Loved ones gone are congregating. Angels calling at my door. Don't you grieve for me no longer. Memories shall keep our score. Let me
a good song from CJ the DJ.
Yeah, I remember his days on WSIP.
I do too, and he's still, you know, making a name for himself. He's a pretty good singer, Linda. Sure is up around Martin. Well, we want to once again thank everybody for tuning in. We've got already had a big show, kind of slow starting out, getting our music up and going, but that's a Sunday, Tom.
It is. Supposed to be relaxed on
Sunday. Relaxed. Yeah. You ain't supposed to get excited. That's just take your time.
Cool and calm on Monday.
Cool and calm. And what have you got to update us on, everybody out there? Well, I mean, school, everything's been going good so far, right?
It has. It's been I can't believe we're this far into it. We had the first midterm parent conferences last week at the elementaries and the middle school, high school. So the first 9 weeks is over, half over. And we were just talking while we were off the air there. I've got my calendar out. And they're starting practice for the Miss Apple Blossom this
That's
week.
It.
John
Central.
I can't believe that is around the corner.
I can't either. And had it be here before you know it. Fall break and then back up again. But what we got going on right now?
Well, we just have, I tell you, talking about Apple Day, just have 14 days of school until Apple Day, until fall break.
Fall break. So, everybody looks forward to that.
Yeah, 2 full weeks and then 4 days, and we'll get off on that Friday of Apple Day and then the whole next week for fall break.
If anybody's got any vacations planned, right now is a good time to take them dates down.
It's a great time to go, and that's right. So it'll be the start on the 5th of October, I believe it is. 5th or 6th is that Thursday.
Okay.
And it'll run, that, like I said, that whole next week. Have a whole lot of activities going on this week. First, I want to remind everybody that this Thursday is a statewide competition in Kentucky schools. It's High Attendance Day, and it's basically a day that everybody's in competition who has the best attendance across the state of Kentucky, and it's broken down in elementary level, middle school level, and high school level, and within each one of those levels, there's small school competition and large school competition. Okay. So I'd love to see all of Johnson County schools have 100% attendance on that day.
That'd be a good day.
You know, we talk about attendance and how important it is. It's important now, as students can't be taught if they're not sitting in the classroom.
That's true.
But it's also very important in helping our students for the future, teaching them about responsibility and about requirements of being where you're supposed to be.
Being accountable.
On time, that's right. And, yep. You know, that's one of the biggest drivers of success in your career. You're not going to be successful if you don't show up to work.
Well, that's true. And so, and you know, when you go for a job, you have to go for an interview. So you're going to have to be able to get up and speak and just be comfortable with talking in front of people.
Absolutely. That's exactly right. And that's a good thing that a lot of people forget about schools. We teach a lot more than reading and writing and math and science.
That's true.
We teach a lot of things about life. And it's important that we do those.
Amen.
Those
things. That is so true, Tom.
Also, we have a board meeting next Monday. It's a regular scheduled board meeting. This one is at Porter Elementary. So we've been trying over the last year to visit all of our elementary schools one time for a board meeting.
And you've already done that, or?
We've been to Central Elementary, Flat Gap, and Highland. So we have Porter and WR left. Porter's this month. And then WR Castle is in October.
Okay.
So we'd like to invite everybody from the community to come out and take a tour of Porter Elementary this Monday. And the kids, a lot of the students will be there showing what all they are doing and all the great things going on at their schools. So that'll start the meetings at 5 o'clock, but we'll actually be having a tax rate hearing at 4 every year. And this is confusing to people, but every year each school system in Kentucky, every school system, whether it's independent or whether it's a county system, required to set tax rates on real estate. And mm-hmm. so we got ours coming up on Monday, and then after that hearing, we'll have our board meeting.
Okay.
And I have a whole lot of activities this week. You want me to talk about them all right now, or just spread them throughout?
We'll just kind of spread them. What kind of, you might hit on a couple more there.
Let's start in elementaries then.
Okay.
This week, our girls basketball at our elementary schools will still be going on. Monday, WR Castle will be at Central Elementary. Highland Elementary will be at Flat Gap. And on Thursday, Flat Gap will be going to Porter. WR Castle will be playing at Highland. It's hard to believe that these are the last regular season games this week. The tournament, postseason tournament for girls basketball begins next Monday.
You're kidding.
It's Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and those games will all be played at Johnson Central High School, our postseason tournament week.
That shows you right there how quick,
it does. It flies. And then also for our football, our elementary football will be playing Tuesday night. And those games are always at Highland. Porter will be playing Highland at 6 o'clock on Tuesday. Flat Gap will be playing WR at 7:15. And that's for our 5th and 6th grade football. Then on Saturday, our 3rd and 4th grade football teams will be playing at Highland. Porter will be playing Highland at 10. Flat Gap will be playing WR at 11:15. Then our flag football teams, all of our kindergarten, 1st and 2nd grade students, will be playing at 12 o'clock and 1 o'clock on that day.
All right.
And then the football playoffs actually start next week as well.
Well, so good. We're going to take a quick break here. And here's a word from a couple of our sponsors.
Rely on Fannin Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning for your home's comfort. Fannin Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning has the experience and the quality American standard products to assure warm weather doesn't compromise your ability to enjoy your home. Are you looking for a reliable system to keep you cool during the warm days right on up to the hottest, muggy periods? Then trust Fannin's on Main Street in Paintsville. Let American Standard products match your exact needs and specifications, and it's all backed by the years of know-how you only get from Fannin's Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning of Paintsville, your American Standard dealer. Also, check our financing program, and Fannin's always gives free estimates. Call today at 789-3696.
McDonald's new $1-$2-$3 menu has breakfast, which means you can get the sausage burrito for $1, a sausage McGriddles for $2, and the sausage McMuffin with egg for $3. Or, as Jill likes to call it, the
I burnt the toast, set off the smoke detector, and filled the apartment with smoke meal.
More like the I can't believe you did that again meal.
Build whatever breakfast you want with McDonald's new $1-$2-$3 menu. Prices and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal.
You've raised a family and made important decisions all your life. Now it's time to enjoy yourself. Now it's time more than ever to make one more plan and prearrange your final wishes. At Jones Preston Funeral Home, they can help you take care of tomorrow. They have a wide range of prearrangement plans, including our Descendant Protection Plan, offered at no cost to you. Give yourself peace of mind today and protect your family during an emotional life experience. Call Jones Preston Funeral Home. They'll help you plan for tomorrow. Jones Preston Funeral Home Incorporated. They're located at 807 South Mayo Trail in Paintsville, Kentucky. Phone 789-3501. Or check them out on the web at jones/prestonfuneralhome.com. Jones Preston Funeral Home, proud sponsor of Bluegrass in the Highlands. On Sundays here on WSIP, the Jones Preston Funeral Home, dedicated to those we serve. James Preston, carrying on the tradition at Jones Preston Funeral Home.
All right, there's our special guest here today.
Got our special guest. Yeah, we're getting ready to put him up to the mic,
yeah,
ain't we?
That's right. He talks better than I do.
He does. We let him do a commercial for us. But there's a word from the three of our sponsors. We want everybody to remember Jones and Preston. That's been here for a long time, Tom, and been one of our sponsors for... probably the oldest one, him, them, and Fannin's.
Is that right? Yeah, very, very good bunch of people.
Very good bunch, and you know, we all don't want to think about that time, but it's we're all going to be faced with it, Linda. We're going to need, a place to take our loved ones, and just want to remind everybody to keep Jones and Preston's in the back of your mind, and when that comes up, because they keep everything updated, and all the employees have got up there as local. So I'm sure if you stop by, you'll know one of them.
Sure.
So just keep Jones and Preston's in your mind, and then we want to remind everybody about McDonald's right here in Paintsville. We was talking to Bob the other day, and he was talking about how McDonald's is starting to redo some of their stores. I know the one up in Prestonburg, it's been redone, and the one over in McGaughan County, and Teresa went through there. So they're remodeling them. So, and, you know, Bob and them always puts right back into the community.
Absolutely.
They help the school system.
Big supporters of I'm partial to Johnson County schools, but really to all of our school systems, they're big supporters.
They sure are.
The local and regional ones.
Whatever county they've got the restaurants in, they take care of them. And then we want to remind everybody about Fannin's Heating and Cooling. You know, it's that time of year we was talking about Apple Day, and the weather season's going to be a changing, the temperature and all that. And if you've not had your units checked out, filters changed, right now would be a good time to do that, because we'll wake up one morning, we're going to have heat turned on.
A little frosty.
A little frost, and that'd be bad when your heat don't work.
It would. It surely would.
So we'd like to remind everybody that, to remember our sponsors, and when you need something, to go, check them out, because if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be able to put this good show on Sundays, Bluegrass and Highlands.
That's right.
Okay, what else you got there, Tom? Then we'll play us some music.
You want to talk about the rest of our sponsors while you're here, or you want to do it later?
We'll get them here in a minute.
All right.
We'll kind of space them out a little bit.
Well, we've got our middle school. Only thing we have going on extracurricular-wise this week is girls basketball. And they will be playing at Shelby Valley on Tuesday and at Morgan County on Saturday. That's all the extracurricular events at the middle school. I do want to take just a minute to brag, though, on we started this year, Johnson County School started an elementary cross-country team. We've had it at the high school for years, you know, mm-hmm. where they run a 5K at a race of 3.1 miles. And yes. The coach came to me and asked if he could start an elementary middle school team this year, and I just thought it was a great idea.
And yes,
and give something else for the kids to be involved with, and it's been really good to have a lot of numbers out. And he texted me yesterday, and very proud to say that we won our first runs of the year. We had the elementary girls team champion at the Run Between the Forks race and middle school boys championship team at that race. So very proud of those competitors and
Absolutely.
That team and that coach.
And that makes it worthwhile to do that.
Sure it does.
It does. Well, Tommy, have you got us a song there?
Well, I know that we had a request in for either Third Time Out
or Clyde Bowling.
Clyde Bowling.
From Jerry Clemens.
Okay, I pulled up a Third Time Out here, and we'll try to play it on the phone if it goes
All well. Right, we're going to play that, and I'd also like to send this out to Terry Markham over in Martin County. I run into yesterday, a good friend of mine.
All right. Well, what about Russell Moore and Third Time Out, Old Home Place?
Let's do that.
All right.
Here it goes.
We can get it to play.
In the next 45 seconds, I'm going to show you...
Got an ad here. Hang on just a second.
E-commerce Shopify store from zero to...
That's the thing about phones. Here it is.
Since I left my home in the hollow where I was born, where the cool fall nights make the wood smoke rise and the fox hunter blows his horn. I fell in love with the girl from the town. I thought that she would be true. I ran away to Charlottesville and worked in a sawmill too. What have they done to the old home place? Why did they tear it down? And why did I leave the plow in the field and look for a job in the town? South and the cold wind moans as I stand here and hang my head. I've lost my love, I've lost my home, and now I wish that I was dead. What have they done to the old home place? Why did they tear it down? And why did I leave the plow in the field and look for a job in the town?
That was a good song, Tom.
Third
Time
good.
Out. And that was out, sent that out to Jerry Clemens, and got a song here I'm going to send out to a good friend of mine, Jason Stewart. Just sent in, said he's listening to us. So what we got lined up over there, Linda?
Oh, okay. I thought you had another one.
No.
Okay. I am the man.
So, Jason, here's your song, I Am the Man. That's for you and Tom Cochran.
Oh, boy. We'll send that out to Jason.
Thank you. scars here in my head. They drove me up the mountain, Thomas, I am the man. Well, they made me carry the cross, Thomas, I am the man. I am the man, Thomas, I am the man. They crown my head with thorns, Thomas, I am the man. They nail me to the cross, Thomas, I am the man. I am the man, Thomas, I am the man. Look at these little scars here in my head. Thomas, I am the man. I died there on the cross, Thomas, I am the man. I am the man, Thomas, I am the man. Look at these nail scars here in my
singing happy birthday, and there be a smile upon their face. But when they're gone, the smile will vanish. A broken heart will take its
heavy burdens, this dumb man.
with some good songs. We just got to a plan. Tom, you know, we have to keep our ads going on here. People sure. that sponsor these shows, if it wasn't for them, we wouldn't be able to do a show.
That's right. If it wasn't for them, the world couldn't listen to you and Dave.
And you and just whoever else we get coming
now
in.
And now, that's right, now they're watching Dave on Facebook Live.
Facebook Live.
It seems like every time I come in here, though, we don't get on Facebook Live.
Our phone wouldn't make enough me and you.
I think you, me and you must have a face for radio.
We must have the face for radio. That's the reason we just do it without it.
Dave must be the good looks of that. Dave, is that what it is?
He brings it all in.
I guess he does.
Dave has got
total
the looks.
Yeah.
We're just kind of half and half.
Yeah, I guess that's right. I guess that's right.
But we want to remember, you know, we have to keep our sponsors bringing them up. And right here is Osborne, O'Brien, and Butcher. And you know every one of them.
I surely do. They're a very good group of people who are very helpful in the community, helpful
absolutely.
To the school system. And I'm sure helpful if anybody needs any advice or support in the court of law.
Buddy, we live in a time now that before you speak, you better let a lawyer look at it.
No,
or before you sign anything.
That's right.
I mean, you can sign stuff anymore, and if you don't know that little it's and ands and buts and all that, means a whole lot more than what we think
you're
to do.
Right. You're right.
So we want to remind everybody that if you've got a will made, or if anybody comes to you wanting you to sign a contract or any kind of lease,
any legal advice,
anything that's going to bind you to something, you better get you a good lawyer. And we want to remind everybody that if that ever comes up, to remember Osborne, O'Brien, and Butcher. And their phone number is easy to remember.
I even can remember it.
What is it?
789-1111.
You did, and we don't have it written down.
No, that's right there, right in my brain.
Right. You got it programmed in there like a computer,
right.
Don't
like
you?
Like cell phone. Yes, sir.
Cell phone. And I want to remind everybody, Connie Tarr, I was out there this week, and let me tell you something. They were busy. I never seen so many people out there.
Is that right?
And I even went and carried a few tars back and forth for them because they just shorthanded.
Is that right?
But now, Connie.
Everybody getting ready for bad weather.
Everybody's getting ready for the weather change coming up. So we want to remind everybody when you need that oil change, or if you're looking for a set of tars, or if you just want to fix your vehicle up, they've got all the accessories out there. Remember, Chris and Wallace. Stop by and see them, and they'll make you a good deal on anything you need out there.
Sure.
They've got a good setup. They got everything you need. So remember Chris and Wallace out there, and the phone number there, 297-2424.
Well, that's a pretty good number to remember, too.
Pretty good number.
I believe you and Dave, when Dave went out for these sponsors, he got numbers that was easy to remember.
We got that. That makes it a whole lot easier. That's why I told everybody my anniversary is July the 4th. I can remember that every year.
There you go. Teresa is a firework.
She's a firework, I'm going to tell you.
I hope she's listening.
Oh, I hope she does. I hope not, Tom. You'll get me in all.
He made me say that, Teresa.
I did. Oh, I twisted his arm.
That's right.
What else we got going on with the football programs coming up, or just anything in the school system?
Well, this week we have boys soccer playing three games this week. They have a good start in their season. Tomorrow they're playing Sheldon Clark at home. Wednesday, they're going to Morgan County. Thursday, they're playing home at Boyd County. A girls' soccer team who are also off to an excellent start. They're undefeated.
You're
so
kidding.
Far,
we're great.
Undefeated. They play Sheldon Clark on Monday, go to Prestonsburg on Tuesday for a big match, and then play at Round County on Thursday. And then football, a freshman team, be going to be playing Letcher County, I believe, at home on Thursday night. Mm. And then Friday, the varsity team will be kicking off their district schedule and be going to Boyd County for the first district matchup of the year. And they're off to a good start year too. They're 3-1 on the year, so it's improving every week.
So we've got a lot of good opportunities when state playoff starts coming up.
I'd love to win state and everything that we can.
I would too, even if it's marbles.
Yeah,
we'd
want
to win.
That's right. And then volleyball. We also volleyball had a hectic week last week, very busy week. And this week, have a week full of practice, and then have a tournament, hosting a tournament, the Hutch McDonald's Mountain Slam on Saturday at John Central High School.
Well.
So we have a lot of things going on this week. If you don't have anything to do one evening and you want to get out and enjoy yourself and support our kids, come out to one of these events.
Well,
we'll be glad to have you.
That, you know, it's a... used to, people didn't have a whole lot to get into, but now it seems like about every night you got something going on.
Every night, something going on. That's exactly right.
And that's good for the kids.
Absolutely. It's good for the kids to see the community out supporting.
Absolutely. And yes, and the parents and the grandparents, yes, and just everybody.
Absolutely. And we're blessed to have good support, and we're very thankful for everybody who does come out and support our kids and our school system.
That is great. Well, we've got some more music lined up. What are we going to play there, Linda?
We'll play Ricky Skaggs and Uncle
Pen. Ricky Skaggs and Uncle Pen.
Well, I'd like to send that out, if I could, to
you go right
good
ahead.
Friend William Fraley, who's listening. And he's probably the best-looking Purnell sausage man that I know. That's what he does. And he want me to sing a song, but I don't believe I'll do
that. Well, let's hear it. Come on. Sing that old Purnell song.
No, it's good. I believe that'll go. So this song goes out to him.
All right.
Oh, the people would come from far away. They dance all night till the break of day. When the caller would holler, do-si-do, the new Uncle Pen was ready to go. That evening, about sundown, high on a hill in a buzz of town, Uncle Pen played a fiddle, Lord, how it rang. You could hear it talk, you could hear it sing. Well, he played an old tune called Soldier's Joy, and he played a one called the Boston Boy. Prettiest of all is Jenny Lee. Lord, how it rang, you'd hear it talk, you'd hear it sing. I'll never forget that mournful day when Uncle Pen was called away. He hung up his fiddle and he hung up his bow, and he knew it was time for him to go. Lord, how it rang, you'd hear it talk, you'd hear it sing. Late in the evening, about sundown, high on the hill and above the town, played the fiddle, Lord, how it rang, you'd hear it talk, you'd hear it sing.
Friends to help me now. He has no friends. glad to see you again. For I'm bound to ride that Northern Railroad. Perhaps I'll die upon the train.
Perhaps you'll die upon this train.
There's a place and a time.
Tom, that voice right there sounded awful for me.
It did, didn't
kinda,
it?
Kind of let everybody know. I mean, me and you talked. I know it was going to be a coming, but a lot of people may not have known who that was or what group he used to sing with before he got his big start.
Well, now, that was a group called the Steel Drivers, and they were formed, I believe, in 2005. And that singer there was a past member, Mr. Chris Stapleton, with one of Johnson County's own.
One of the own, yeah. Buddies. He done as good there as he's doing now.
If you knew the name, you recognized who it was.
Absolutely.
And,
I
believe that song actually, it was nominated for a Grammy in 2009 for Best Country Performance by a Duo or a Group.
Well, great.
Sure was. Blue Side of the Mountain is the name of that song.
He's kind of been on the map for a long time, hasn't he?
Sure, he has.
And we enjoy what he has helped us coops.
Absolutely.
Has done a whole lot for the, the county school.
Oh, yeah, and he put that big concert on there a couple of years back.
He did. I remember that.
Very beneficial.
Okay, and that was our good friend Chris Stapleton. Well, we've got a couple more sponsors here we've got to hit real quick right here, and one of them is Phillips Heating and Cooling.
I tell you what, I've got a story about Phillips Heating and Cooling.
Is it? Well, it ain't got nothing to do with Mr. Echo, is it?
No.
They said he's running around out there with a mask on, Mr. Echo.
Mr. Echo, well, I'm going to tell you something. I've been in the market for a new weed eater for quite some time, and I... went out there this week, and I finally made me a purchase. And
made you a purchase. Is it for your crystal?
Yeah, well, it fits my hand just perfect. I weed eaters for hours yesterday, and I'm going to say it's hard to believe I enjoyed it.
Well, good.
Yeah, I bought one of those Shindawas that they carry, and I didn't know it, but you know who makes Shindawa?
Huh.
Echo.
You're a kid.
They sure do.
And you enjoyed weed eating?
Yeah, I did.
Come out next time.
No. I don't know about not get carried away.
Well,
I did. It was, listen, it was such a best weed eater I've ever owned.
Well, great.
And
that's good to have people that that really, has experienced how good they are.
Well, that's what I was going to say. The service that I got while I was out there, you couldn't have beat it anywhere.
Well, great.
By the time I walked in there, answered every question I had, very friendly, answered every question I had, and end up buying something off of them.
And you're a happy customer.
I am.
Well, that's what we like to hear, Tom, and I appreciate you sharing that with our listeners. So we want to remind everyone that, when you're looking for a weed eater or chainsaw or just any kind of equipment, and they also got it where you can go out there and pay up to 500 bills.
That's something.
That is amazing, because if you pay that day and it's due that day, you don't have to pay no late charges.
No late charges, yeah.
So remember, Phillips Heating and Cooling, when you've got any kind of hardware needs, or if you heating and cooling or whatever, and their fishing hole. I mean, I know you've been doing a little bit of camping.
Yeah,
you can stop out there. They've got stuff for campers, and I know they're fishing. They sell live bait, artificial, and... about all the artificial bait and accessories out there come from Bass Pro.
Yeah.
And everybody, if you know anything about fishing, you've heard of Bass Pro.
Absolutely.
So remember Phillips Heating and Cooling when you're needing something. And the number out there is 297-3456.
Yep. See, I remember that one, too.
Well, why did you help me on that?
I seen if you remembered it.
Well, I was trying to keep it in comedy from getting confused. And we want to hit one more real quick, and we don't have... we've lost our paperwork on it. It's Ritz Auto Sales over here on Broadway. They've got a good line of cars over there. Anytime you go by, that lot's full. But towards the end of the week, you see them kind of thinning out. And then by the next week, they've got the lot, stocked up real good.
Sure.
Here.
Yeah.
So when you're needing that to purchase, just remember Ritz Autos at 789-4103.
Sounds good.
Tom, have you got anything else going on?
No, I just have something on my mind, though. I want to send out some love and prayers to several different groups of people.
All right.
One being the victims of Hurricane Florence, who's, it's wreaked havoc in North and South Carolina, and it's still moving so slow, and it's heading this way,
and
actually.
And we're going to get some.
We are. We'll just get minor to
what they
had.
Absolutely.
But I saw this morning that they had 10 people have perished through that they knew of. Yeah.
Well,
so sending out prayers to all those people
Amen.
Affected by that. And also, last week there was another system came through that hit parts of Kentucky, and there's a family down in Moorhead that needs
That's
a lot
true.
Of our prayers. So we'll send the prayers out to them. And another thing yesterday at the UK football game, there was a family, a man and two young sons leaving the football game, and there was just a terrible accident.
Tragic accident.
One of those young boys was involved in accidents. So we want to send out prayers to that family.
Absolutely.
I guess you just never know. And enjoy every minute, because you just never know what's going to happen.
Absolutely. It could be your family or your close friend or whatever. I mean, accidents happen all the time.
Yep, that's right.
Well, Tom, buddy, time has flew by.
Time flies when you're having fun.
When you're having fun, and we've had a great time. We want to thank everybody for tuning in and listening. And when you know, need anything, any of our sponsors, if they can be an assistance to you, go stop by and visit with them.
Absolutely. And I want to say, put in another plug for our school system. If you need anything at all, have questions, feel free to call your child's school or call the Johnson County Board of Education at 789-2530, and we'll help you any way we can.
There we go. I mean, everybody needs help somewhere along the line.
That's right.
And until we come back again next Sunday, we want to remind everybody to smile. The sun shines good for your teeth.
And I will keep Lord Jesus number one in your heart.
All righty, Tom C. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you.
for tuning in to Bluegrass in the Highlands with your hosts, David Bowling and Jim O'Brien. Always remember, the sun shines good for your teeth, and always, first and foremost, put the Lord Jesus Christ in your life. See us again next Sunday, 2 o'clock to 3 o'clock p.m. Bluegrass in the Highlands.